Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
And welcome to Fritz and Friends this Monday evening. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Jerry Ambrose, who is City of Lansing Finance Director. Good evening, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing awfully well.
Great.
Boy, you've got a big job right now, sir. You've got a very big job. We're coming up to Mayor Virge Bonero presenting his 2012 budget on March 28th. What do you suppose some of the things on that budget are going to look like? There's some deep cuts that it looks like are going to have to come.
Well, absolutely, that's true, Cheryl. We are in about the fifth or sixth budget for Mayor Bonero, and every year we've been focused on reducing our staffing and our costs because the revenues aren't there. In the last 5 years, we've taken about $40 million out of our expense base. This year, we're faced with a $20 million gap between our revenues and expenses, and we're working very hard to develop a proposed budget that meets those targets.
And I mean, it's stunning, isn't it, to think of having reduced $40 million in recent budgets, I mean, over the past years. It's amazing to think that we've cut that far already, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's true. We're in kind of a perfect storm. The budget that we're the budgeted revenues we're dealing with now are this almost the same number, that's $98 million. That was the size of the city's budget in 2001. And, you know, we're in a situation where we've got falling property values. We've got a state in financial crisis leading to their decisions to cut revenue sharing. We've got income tax that, is still seeing the effects of the recession. You put all those things together, and our revenues are just flat out dropping, and That's the situation that we're in.
And revenue sharing is one it's an item that's come up again and again and again. Is there any clearer picture at all on expectations of where revenue sharing for the city of Lansing might land?
Well, since we last briefed the council about a month ago, we've seen Governor Snyder present his budget, and his budget eliminated what's called statutory revenue sharing, which is about $7 million to us. And now the governor has said, well, some of that I'm going to keep in a pot and I might be able to redistribute it to people who meet our best practices. We don't know what that means. We're waiting for that message from the governor, probably going to happen sometime in late March, first part of April. And until then, we just have to plan that there's no statutory revenue sharing. So that's part of our $20 million challenge that we have right now.
In that best practices, I've talked with other officials, and the only good news, Jerry, is you're not in this situation alone.
That's correct.
That doesn't
Absolutely.
Help, but you're certainly not alone. And it almost sounds like there's one pot that this statutory revenue sharing, what will replace that, will go into, and then folks are almost, and this is my words, competing for this money.
Well, it sounds a bit like that. To listen to the governor speak, he talks a lot about demonstrating, regional cooperation, working cooperatively with other jurisdictions. We've been doing that. We've got a track record of doing that. So if that's really the basis, I think we'll stand a good chance of competing. But again, we don't know the rules. We don't know the details. And so we can't plan on it right now.
Now, there was an article in the Lansing State Journal that I thought was very well written, and I'd like to use that as kind of a jumping off point.
Okay.
Some of the things we're looking at, for instance, it mentioned right off the top fire stations, reducing
right.
the number of fire stations.
Right. That's correct. I mean, we are in a situation where over the last 5 years, as it were, the Mayor Bonero has been very dedicated to preserving public safety at its current levels. And if you look at the reductions that we've had to make over the last 5 years, hasn't really happened that much in public safety. Their staffing numbers are down a couple of percent. The rest of the city's staffing is down about 26%. So unfortunately, though, when you've got $20 million to deal with right now, you can't not look at public safety. It's more than half of our budget. And so when you look at that, what do you look at? You look at On the police side, how many patrol officers are on the street? When you look at the fire department, fire service, you ask, you know, how many pieces of equipment can we staff, and how many stations can we afford to keep open?
And are there? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, are we looking at significant savings by cutting down in the number of fire stations that are open?
Well, sure we are. You know, it's a combination of the geographic location of the station, and it's a matter of where do you, you know, what equipment do you have to put where. So location is very important in terms of fire response. So certainly we've got to have a location in the north. We've got to have a location in the south. Not sure that we'll have enough equipment to put into 8 stations. And so we lead to this question of, you know, maybe we're going to have to do with, as few as 3 less.
Wow. Well, and other communities have done that. The city of Jackson consolidated from 3 to 1.
Yes, it did.
So, like I said, it's happening around us. In terms of the police department, and people get nervous when you talk about police and fire, but it's the new reality.
Sure.
What are some of the cuts that might be proposed in the police department?
Well, some of the things we're looking at, first of all, is reducing the numbers of officers that are on patrol 24/7. We currently have about 19 officers on the road right now. That might go down to as low as 13 to 15. That's about a 20% reduction. So that's critical. We believe that will still be enough staffing for officers to respond to those citizen calls for, you know, you dial 911, you're going to get a response. But unfortunately, it won't leave officers with much time to be proactive in terms of working with the community, patrolling. It will significantly impact our ability to provide services, support of neighborhood watch, school liaison officers, community policing. It will reduce the number of staff that we can assign to the Detective Bureau, for example, or special operations. Those are all be reduced. And so they have, you know, the kind of the predictable impacts when you have fewer people.
Well, and another interesting part was the golf courses and the possibility of selling some land.
Right.
Those look like possibilities as well, although, again, ones you don't look forward to, but we're at that point where you have to do something.
We do. We've been in the situation of talking about golf courses for several years right now, and the last thing in the world we'd hate to see would be for Grosbeck Golf Course to close. But we also know that we can't. When you compare the operation of a golf course to staffing in a police department or fire station, and you know that there are golf courses that can operate without subsidies, we have to do something different. And so we are looking at those alternatives, be it a private management company or what have you, that might enable us to keep the golf course open and yet not require a general fund subsidy.
And the personnel in the city of Lansing have already, they've kind of been cut by taking furlough days, unpaid furlough days.
That's about half of our workforce. That's right. This year, we're all enjoying the benefits of about a 10% reduction in hours worked.
Wow. What about the ballot proposal May 3rd, brought up by Council Member Kathy Dunbar?
Right, and approved by the City Council, mm-hmm. And it will be on the ballot for May the 3rd. I think it's a very important part of this city's, you know, interpretation of what they want from government going forward. Very important. This would provide us about, if approved, about $8.5 million. So that would reduce our $20 million. Reduction scenarios, if you will, by about $8.5 million. So we'd be able to, in that situation, restore some of the levels of service that we think is most important. And as you remember, that ballot language, it focuses on vital services such as police, fire, and roads.
And having done the math with Kathy Dunbar, because of lowered property values, people actually would not see a tax increase out of their pockets with this $4 million increase. Is that correct?
That's true for a lot of people.
Okay.
Kathy's estimate is about 66% of our taxpayers, if the millage were imposed, would not see their taxes go up. They just wouldn't see them go down as much as they otherwise would.
Okay, well, coming up to the governor's, or excuse me, to the mayor's budget message, all of these things will be on the table and looked at by city council.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Our goal, the mayor's goal at this point on March 28th, excuse me, is to present a budget that's based on what we might call a worst case scenario, and that is this having to deal with $20 million loss reduction in services. If the millage passes, if somehow state revenue sharing is restored, then, you know, we've got the ability to undo some of those reductions that we otherwise would do. And I think the important thing right now is with the timing, the electorate should be able to see what our city services will look like at without the $20 million. They'll get an idea about what it means to add $8.5 million back, or even another $7 million.
Okay. Well, Jerry, thanks for helping us negotiate all of this and see where we are and where we stand. I think
sure.
The more information the folks have, the better decisions can be made.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. And I'm sure that Councilmember Dunbar pointed out that we have on our website a little tax calculator. So any individual in the paying property taxes can go to our website. They go to this little tax calculator, and they can figure out for themselves. They can see for themselves, is this $4 million increase going to cost them more money, or maybe they'll still see their taxes go down.
Very good. I appreciate you giving us a heads up on that. Thank you so much, Jerry.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Jerry Ambrose, who is City of Lansing Finance Director. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.